Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is a type of indigenous healing common to pre-industrial, or more accurately even pre-agricultural societies, namely shamanic healing. Here, the ill person would go to a man or woman considered a healer in that village, or band of hunter-gatherers, as we would go to a doctor. This healer, or more specifically shaman, could then, for example, be a type of intercession between the patient and the spirit world to facilitate the healing process. There would be some sort of ritual involved, and most everything else would be individualized to each particular healer or shaman. In more recent years, in Latin American countries, for example, this basic process would still happen, but instead of a pre-Columbian spirit world, a Catholic priest would potentially fill a similar role and cast out the devil. In order to allow the individual to become fully involved with this process, to really perceive perhaps what the shaman is perceiving, various plants or fungi have been used by these same indigenous cultures, which are now termed entheogens. A profound example of an entheogen is the mix of plants termed ayahuasca. This brew, native to the Amazon, is used as a profound healing experience, such that the person initiated into this process, and I'll quote good old Wikipedia here, can have revelations regarding their purpose on Earth. This seems to include clearing negativity the person has been encumbered with for years, and, the shamans will tell you, can be intertwined with physical reactions, such as vomiting upon drinking this formidable decoction. Indeed, reading about ayahuasca, one has a good sense that you don't want to do this at home, as the saying goes. Furthermore, again, as part of the clearing process, the initiate can also experience profound unpleasant emotions or visions, which also is presumed part of the awareness and letting go process. At this point, what can come to mind is a skeptical or negative viewpoint that this ceremony is simply a primitive culture's way of becoming intoxicated on drugs. The visions would just be hallucinations. I think this way of thinking ends up being a way to dismiss a phenomena potentially great merit that, as I said before, is traditional in probably most ancient cultures throughout the world, with possibly only a very recent interruption by our Western materialistic culture. In fact, from the craziness of the 1960s, these entheogens were being explored by scientists in ethnobotany, pharmacognosy, and pharmacology and psychiatry. Recently, even though there's been no obvious loosening of the rigid DEA classification of medicinal plants and drugs, some scientific research has still been accomplished, one involving psilocybin mushrooms' apparent ability to helping and easing anxiety around the end of life. All these positive possibilities aside, we really don't know all the potential dangers of these plant medicines either. So only those under the supervision of a psychiatrist or other licensed professional should consider these entheogens. Lastly, there's evidence the so-called spirit molecule in these plants is most naturally found in the human lungs of all places. So, keep up your breath-centered spiritual practice. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.